Imagine this. A director emails your team with a quick favor, a last-minute data poll needed for a board meeting in 2 days. Your analyst drops everything. 2 weeks later, a critical deployment fails because the analyst wasn't there to finish testing. The director is upset. The analyst is burned out. The delivery slips. Everyone meant well. Nobody meant for this outcome. But the system allowed it. That's the scene. One well-intentioned ask and a delivery derailed. Welcome to the problem intake creates when leaders don't design the on-ramp with dignity and capacity in mind.
And it's so common. You hear, it's just a quick ask, until it isn't. In one line, uncontrolled intake steals focus. Today, we're going to give you a different way. One intake decision matrix and a 30-day pilot you can run with your team to stop reactive work from hijacking capacity while still treating people respectfully.
Let me frame this up. Intake is a leadership design problem. It's not an admin queue you assign to someone and forget. It's where dignity and capacity protection meet. If you leave it to informal habits, you get bypass culture, invisible rework, and people who don't feel respected. And when people don't feel respected, excellence is impossible.
Quick reality check. The failure modes are predictable. First, bypass culture. People escalate directly to senior leaders instead of following agreed routes. Second, informal escalation. Requests jump teams without stewarding. Third, invisible rework. No one tracks the context switching cost. If you ignore those, you get short-term wins and long-term capability loss.
Before we dig in, quick introductions. I'm James Whitmore, Executive Leadership Coach, long on servant leadership and systems thinking.
And I'm Mark Ellison, co-host, focused on making excellence operational. I push on execution and on designing systems that actually deliver.
We recorded conversations with three leaders for this episode: a head of strategy who redesigned intake governance, a frontline supervisor who rebuilt trust after requests bypassed their team, and a service design coach who turned triage into a dignified ritual. We'll weave their insights through our talk, names withheld to protect candid practice, but their examples are real.
Moderator's challenge to those contributors and to you listening is simple. Name one non-negotiable when intake meets operations. The head of strategy said, steward every request with a named owner and a short decision SLA. The frontline supervisor said, keep the team's work protected, no ad hoc context switches without explicit authorization. The service design coach said, every interaction must preserve requester dignity. Scripts and rhythm matter.
Okay, let's get tactical. We organize intake into three archetypes: rapid asks, project requests, and continuous improvement. Rapid asks are time-boxed, often a measured triage handled within an hour or two. Project requests are bigger: scope, owners, alignment. These require intake governance and prioritization. Continuous improvement is work that lives on the team's backlog and needs a regular cadence to evaluate and fund. Each archetype needs different rules.
Exactly. For rapid asks, a simple steward, a maximum diversion time, and a fallback if capacity is unavailable. For project requests, you need intake criteria, impact, effort, alignment, and a 48 to 72 hour decision SLA from the steward. For continuous improvement, it goes through a regular review, weekly or biweekly, with a clear gate to move from idea to work. Principles only matter if they change behavior. These gates change behavior.
Let's make this feel real. Here's a dignity-first request script you can use when a requester approaches your team. I'm going to read it exactly as you'd say it. Thank you for bringing this to us. To treat your request well, we use a short intake process that helps us balance urgency with ongoing commitments. Can I ask a couple quick questions now so we can decide how to handle this most respectfully? Then the triage questions follow. That opening preserves respect, sets a boundary, and signals a process, not a dismissal.
That script is gold because it prevents the "why are you saying no" conversation. It reframes the ask as something you're protecting, not rejecting.
Now, steward duties. A steward acknowledges the request within the SLA, assigns an intake lane, records a preliminary decision, and, if needed, triggers an expedited path. Importantly, the steward must have an override path to prevent gates from becoming permanent blockers.
Time boxes matter. For rapid asks, measure decision lead time in hours. For project intake, measure decision in days. For continuous improvement, measure from idea to prioritization in your review cadence. Track requester experience too. Were they heard? Did they get a timely answer? Did they understand the rationale? Systems that preserve dignity measure outcomes beyond throughput.
Let's walk through a one-page intake decision matrix live. Picture three rows: rapid, project, continuous improvement, and columns for who decides, SLA, minimum info required, escalation path, and request outcome. For rapid, Stuart decides, two-hour SLA, request, impact, and deadline as minimum info, escalation to manager if capacity isn't available, outcome either handled or deferred. For project, intake committee or portfolio steward, 72-hour SLA, business case, alignment notes, resource ask, escalation to portfolio sponsor, outcome, accept, defer, or reject. Continuous improvement, backlog review, weekly cadence, problem statement and benefit estimate, escalation to process owner, outcome, prioritize or park.
We actually filled this matrix with the head of strategy. They chose to pilot a single lane first, the rapid asks lane, named a steward from operations, and set a four-hour SLA. Within 2 weeks, they saw a 40% drop in unplanned context switches, and the frontline supervisor reported restored trust because the team wasn't constantly being pulled. Small control, visible dignity, measurable effect.
Now the leadership tension. Fast response versus protective gates. There will be exceptions. Executive emergencies, regulatory deadlines, safety issues. The right approach is to define escalation rules up front. A steward handles most cases. For genuine exceptions, there's a documented override with a required debrief within 48 hours so the system learns. That keeps gates from hardening into bureaucracy that delays necessary work.
Here's a practical 30-day pilot you can take back tomorrow. First week, pick one intake lane. Start with the rapid asks lane because it delivers quick relief. Second, name a steward and publish a short SLA. Third, apply time box decision rules and one dignity first script for requesters. Track three metrics: decision lead time, downstream rework or context switches, and requester experience. At 30 days, review with the team and adjust.
And a caution: guardrails are different from gates. Your steward's job is not to say no, but to steward requests to the right outcome. Make the steward accountable for timely decisions and for documenting why things were deferred. That transparency reduces political escalation because people see the rationale.
This is servant leadership in practice. You protect your people's ability to do their work while treating requesters with dignity. Systems deliver exactly what they're designed to deliver, so design the on-ramp intentionally. When principles are clear, decisions get easier.
Before we close, one quick practical tip. Publish the intake decision matrix and the request script where requesters can see them. Visibility reduces friction. People are more likely to respect a process when they see it's designed to be fair and timely.
Thank you for sitting with this with us. Treat intake as a leadership design problem, and you'll protect both capacity and dignity. Small changes, one lane, one steward, one script, can restore focus and trust faster than most leaders expect.
We'll be sending a downloadable one-page intake decision matrix and the Dignity First request template so you can run the 30-day pilot. Try it with one team, measure the three metrics, and come back to the table with what you learned.
Excellence is not an outcome. It's a way of leading. If you liked this episode, subscribe so you don't miss future conversations about turning principles into everyday leadership behavior. And if you run the pilot,
Tell us what changed. Your lessons help others design better on-ramps.